and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca will speak to us this month about boundaries and child development. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what can parents do to help develop healthy boundaries with their child?
I think that there's a couple different ways of looking at this. One is to be aware of where your child is touching you, what buttons of your own are being pushed. In terms of being able to engage in, you know, kind of the educational part of parenting and giving consequences, it's important to be aware of what emotional charge we're bringing to it. It's natural to feel angry, frustrated with your own child, and it's not to deny that, but rather to kind of keep that separate from the behaviors that your child is presenting to you. When we keep in mind the dimensions of high structure, boundaries and expectations are clear, but high connection, being aware of what your child is emotionally feeling, this is more likely to kind of allow the child's behavior to become less and less intense. An image that we can adopt that is helpful is the parent is as tall and wise as a giraffe, and the child is like an annoying mosquito. So we know that as a giraffe, we are infinitely higher and above the impulses of a little mosquito, and that we're not going to be so, you know, destroyed by this mosquito or attacked by it. The consequences that the giraffe parent gives to this child mosquito will help the child to feel reassured.
So what sort of consequences are we talking about then?
So consequences for the child's behavior have to respond to the gravity of the actual level of transgression. So if that's where knowing what your own buttons are being pushed is really helpful. If your child's behavior, let's say they threw a toy across the room, well, then that toy needs to be taken away for, you know, a couple of minutes or something. Or like another example would be, let's say a three-year-old can be put on a timeout for 3 minutes, a number of minutes corresponding to their age. So these are consequences that are, the child can perceive them immediately, and that they're not like your toys being taken away for the rest of your life, which the parent wouldn't really follow through with anyways. Finally, just one more thing is that if parents are separated, the law of the adult is most effective if it's the same across households. So immediate consequences before the age of four, and then after the age of four, delayed consequences are possible, and that can be upheld between divorced parents.
Okay, now why not, though, just explain to the kid what's going on?
So impulses in the first place for all of us are not the same as thoughts, and parents discredit themselves by over-talking. The child takes on the position of authority because they have now been invited into the parent's own emotional turmoil. So like the whole point is not to make mama sad. The whole point is that child's behavior was not okay. So then if you start going into like, well, now I'm so upset, it moves the direction of the conversation away from the child. Or if the parent rages because it pushed their last button, well, then again, it's just added aggressive fuel to the fire and it doesn't respond to the child's behavior. Finally, feelings of guilt would probably just incite the child to act out more to relieve their own feelings of guilt. So that's why putting a container on it really helps.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.